Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Going for your first ever run around the park. Literally running errands all over town. Running for the finish line and your personal best. If you run, you're a runner. Find the shoes and clothes to run your way at newbalance.com/running. New Balance. Run your way.
Sorry, dude.
Hey, don't you apologize.
No.
I was editing away anyway.
Same here.
Fucking hell. I'm growing very tired of it.
Are you?
Yeah. Every day.
Sometimes I love it.
Yeah, I was loving it yesterday, but it's one of those fucking never ending. Oh.
How you doing? I feel quite light and bouncy.
I do.
Do you mind if I eat?
Please eat. What have you got?
Scrambled egg.
Ooh, messy.
On a rice cake.
What? Are you on a diet?
Yeah, big time.
Fucking hell, that sounds grim.
Fucking hell, I've dropped it.
There he goes. Scrambled eggs with the fingers. Dig in.
Shit. How are you?
I'm great. I cannot talk to you while you're licking scrambled egg off your lap. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Why are you on a diet?
Why? I want to be alive for my children.
Good answer.
That stumped you, didn't it?
Really? I thought it was going to be a little more comical than that.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Well, that's good. That's a good reason to eat your scrambled egg on your... Have you got any sauce?
Just a touch. I can't eat on a pod. That's
no, you
terrible.
Can do... Please. Please.
No, it's horrible. People start moaning.
Will they? Let him have his scrambled egg. Yeah. So what's your diet then? Just eggs and crackers. David is just chewing for audio listeners before he answers the question.
I've cut from lattes to black coffee.
Flipping hell, really?
Yeah, that's a big old...
That really is.
That's a big jump.
Sugars?
Try and cut it out.
How many?
Oh, sugars in the coffee?
Yeah.
Oh, no sugars.
Just black coffee?
Yeah.
God, that put hair on your nuts, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I've got loads of hair on my nuts.
Have you?
Yeah.
Hmm. Maybe that's where the weight is. The extra kilograms.
So I just need a trim up.
Yeah. I'll do it.
No, you won't. You're on Zoom.
That's all right. I'll pop over. I'll drive 6 hours.
No, you wouldn't do it. You're just saying.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Cool.
Hello.
Right, John.
You alright?
How is everyone?
Come on, son. You look fucking fantastic.
Do you know what? You really worked with your hair, sure.
Yeah.
You look like a model.
Right, you do look like a model.
I mean, why is everyone being so polite?
You've been on the sunbeds. No. You've had a fresh trim.
Yeah, but like 5 days ago now, we've done like...
Beautiful. That is horrible.
Oh, it just went!
It just went!
Oh, no. Yeah, we've all scrambled egg in it. Oh, that's so annoying.
Yes.
shit. I was baffled about laughing at it. Oh, shit.
Little teaser.
What do you reckon about scrambled eggs on rice cakes, John?
It's a bit of a, that's actually quite a uni student thing to do. A lot of sort of mix and match whatever you've got in the cupboard and whack it in your gob. But I wouldn't do it.
David's dieting.
Oh, that's cute.
I've got a Peloton.
Have you?
Yeah, I've just bought one.
The heck is a Peloton?
You had a go on
like
it?
Like a bike? Like an...
Yeah, did 7 miles yesterday.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell. What do you wear when you do that?
Mixed match. I was looking at cycling shorts with a padded bum. Thought, can I buy those?
Well, if you're only wearing them in, is it a Peloton and indoor bike?
Yeah, but I'll be wearing those shorts around town.
So you just want an excuse to buy padded shorts?
No, it hurts my little bum. It's really good. I'm really into this bloke called Kobe. He's a bit camp. Who's... Oh, it's my wife. It's the boys.
Oh, we're the boys.
We're the boys.
It's Alfie. Alfie and John, the boys.
We are the boys.
Yeah, you're the boys.
I can't believe it.
She just Speaking of cycling, my family loves cycling. When my uncle passed away, we did my brother and then like five of my uncles and one of their friends cycled from Kenton, which is a little village in the south, all the way to Monaco.
What?
Kenton, which is like a little village in the south of England where my granny lives. And then...
Kenton. Hang on a second. Where the bloody hell's Kenton? Because there's a Kenton that's right down the road from me. I used to live there. It's a hamlet. It can't be the hamlet of Kenton. I'll literally know your nan if it's Kenton.
Speaking of, got a six-a-side tonight.
Go on.
I just wear a quarter-neck sports jumper at six-a-side before I play.
Oh, I'd love to play six-a-side.
Yeah. I haven't played in bloody ages. God, it's fun.
We should start our own six-a-side team.
What am I going to do? If I can have a heart attack.
That's all right.
Then you got to pull my body off the court.
Lay you in the goal.
Yeah, they'll chip me. They'll just fucking chip
me. No, they won't. They won't. The goals are quite low down, aren't they, John?
It depends what you play. We play like sort of hockey goal size. So like they're taller and skinnier.
Nice.
Rather than some of them you get like those Samba goals, which are like just the crossbars at your hip and you've got to hit it low every time. They're a bit crap.
I actually noticed something about you, David. I was watching your Soccer AM. You know, you did the shooting at the goal and everything.
Pulled my hammy.
You do it. You have a little as you're about to kick the ball, a little ritual thing.
Wow!
Straighten. Yeah.
What do I do?
It looks really professional.
Whoa.
I have to get it up. But you straighten your leg while you're looking at the goal, and it's like you're doing just like a little. Here we go.
Does it look like someone who's played, or do you go, oh, God?
Yes. I genuinely thought he's played.
Do you know what I learned from Joe? That he had been doing five-a-side, not in training for Soccer AM, but he'd been playing five-a-side for a couple of years. And then we spoke to Math Brown. He said, if I went on Soccer AM, I would go training for 6 weeks leading up to it. Me, I haven't played for 25 years. I thought I'd be able to waltz up.
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
It's hard. It's hard.
It's horrible. I was so shit.
I don't remember you being shit.
Yeah.
I thought when I saw you kick the ball and do your little run up, it's like a little stuttered, quirky run up. I thought sort of like Trippier, like you were on set pieces back in the day.
Now I'm sitting here going, I want you guys to go, oh, he was pretty good. I wasn't.
I did. No, but I thought I could tell you'd kicked a ball.
Right. That's all
with that little run up.
That's all I need.
You've just compared David to Trippier there.
Yeah, but you haven't seen the run-up. Completely missed the goal.
Did I?
But the run-up.
I did the crossbar challenge.
Okay, that's just a joke.
Let's just stay on that for a bit. I did the crossbar challenge, first go.
How did it feel to hit the crossbar?
Underwhelming, because Joe had done the top bins.
Oh, so were you jealous?
So I was kind of living in his wake.
Fuck. Yeah, I'd hate
I that. Think... And this is not to be disrespectful, David, but I think hitting the crossbar in a crossbar challenge is probably like the worst thing you could do.
They say it's the hardest on Soccer AM. Jimmy Billard always goes, it's the hardest one. It's obviously always what they get stuck on. It's the hardest one. Is that good?
Yeah. Jimmy Billard.
Thank you. No, it's obviously the hardest one, but if you're like proud of your footballing ability, surely it's more impressive to like get it in the top bins.
David's done it for his county.
Hang on a minute. That sounds way too... it was just the county. It was Div 2 Sussex County. Not great.
Okay, that... So when you say you play...
The Isthmian League. Are you aware of the Isthmian League?
Yes, that's okay. A great standard.
Okay, so I don't know what standard I was.
No, you did.
I know
you play
I was blown out my ass.
Did you play Isthmian
League? No, I don't know.
Why did you say that then?
Because Three Bridges were in our league and they're now in the Isthmian League. I don't know.
So you played against a team.
A team that are now in the Isthmian League.
In the Isthmian
25 years later.
I tell you, we played a team called White Leafs from Croydon. Now they're good, White Leaf. They've always been good. Okay, this is worth listening to.
Oh dear.
Okay. Now we've found something.
Oh, he's muted as well.
No, he's back.
In the excitement, you've
now he's found
your mate.
Something. AFC Whiteleaf. They play Tooting Beck, Croydon, Lewisham Borough. So we're talking about good football here.
Are we? Because I haven't really heard of any of them. Have you, John?
Southern Counties, East Division.
Like, I think a couple of them have probably had a few FA Cup stints, like a few runs to like the like late preliminary rounds, stuff like that.
So we played them pre-season one season. This is when I was at my fittest.
How
we
old
played
are you?
Whiteleaf. How old am I? 25, 26?
Ooh, lovely. Oof.
Yeah, really lovely. Nice. My legs are all right. I've got a nice picture of my legs from that period.
Get the picture. Yeah, get the picture and overlay it now. Thank you.
Anyway, we play Whiteleaf. And I was like, shit, we're playing Whiteleaf. They beat us 2-0. I was centre-back. They had these two nippy forwards. And I thought, this is another level. I cannot cope at this level. So what is that level?
That was worth listening to, was it?
That is actually... I'm never getting those 33 seconds of my life back.
All I got from that was you had lovely legs in your mid-20s.
And you got done by two tricky strikers who played in the division
above you. Before I started.
I thought you were going to go and we were 2-0 down and I rose like a salmon. And...
I just remember we were 2-0 down. We lost 2-0. I thought, I cannot compete at this level. This is too good for me.
What was it? Pre-season?
Pre-season. I'd reached my limit.
That's a bad mentality, that is. But
I'd reached my limit. I wasn't quick enough. Put anyone pacey against me. Yeah, I was 5 yards ahead of them in the brain department.
Okay. Look at Pam Matasaka though. He was never quick. He played in the Prem. He was
right. When I played them, they were Isthmian League, Div 2, South runners up.
That is good. That is good.
Thank you. 2-0.
What step is that? Don't brag about it.
Yeah, but you lost 2-0. Well, yeah, you didn't win 2-0.
2-0. How'd you like them apples?
And you were a defender, so you were responsible for trying to keep the ball out.
Yeah, maybe. Didn't see our midfield tracking back.
Who's the best team you played, John, back in your day?
Oh, no one special. No one you'd know about.
No one like Whiteleaf.
No.
The mighty
no one like
Whiteleaf.
What about you, Alfie? You must have played against some fantastic little teams.
Oh, don't worry. You don't want to know, mate.
Well, no, we don't. Right.
I really want to tell you this. Oh, no. Look it up.
Go on. Who did you... Bath City?
No, we played...
Why did Bath City come to your mind then?
Weird.
I thought you said you played Bath City. Bury City.
Bury Town.
Oh, no. Well, I played Norwich. The best team I played against was Norwich under-23s. But I was a lot young. I was about 16.
But you played in the under-23s at 16?
I played against them. Todd Campwell was playing.
Fucking hell, how good are you? How does it feel with me going, fucking hell, how good are you? How does that
feel? Really good, but I also feel like a fraud. because
because people will be listening going, wasn't that good, but he's alright.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you think it though. And and also me 10 years ago would pocket me now. That's the issue. If you put me in there now, terrible.
Were you nippy?
Very nippy, yeah. I was very, very nippy. Very tenacious.
Love to be nippy.
Yeah, it was.
I played against Jay Stansford as a kid.
What was he like?
Yeah, unbelievable. I remember my dad would never admit this, but he was always saying like, yeah. He was the year below me, and my dad always said like, yeah, he's just got something about him that, you know, he was just running rings around everybody.
Yeah,
I played against Ian Pearce.
Who's that?
Is that your mate from the pub?
Won the Premier League.
Wow.
That's cool.
Blackburn.
Oh, that's cool.
You'll like this. Stick with it.
You said we were going to like the last bit, and that wasn't something I enjoyed.
He's now head of recruitment at West Bromwich Albion.
What the hell are you doing then? Get in contact with him and get some loans down there. Cheers.
From West Brom?
Yeah, he played for Chelsea, Blackburn, or... West Ham. Well, I played against him a couple of times. Do I know him? No, not from Adam.
Why have you played him against him? How did that happen?
Hello.
Hey!
Okay.
Wow.
Yellow Army. Okay, let's go.
How are you, Charlie?
Very, 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 very well. I was about to donate to your wife's marathon run, actually, David. But
thank you.
I'm afraid your podcast has got in the way.
Yeah, my wife's running the Brighton Marathon. I'll put a link on the.
John, very well. John looks cool, doesn't he? I read a description the other day of how David Beckham dresses, which was he dresses like he's the world over 45's BMX champion.
God.
Which is that what you were saying? I dress
John, well, John, that the hat with the sticker on is along those vibes.
I think John looks hunky today.
Yeah, I do.
Handsome, isn't he? Handsome boy.
Stop it, guys. You're flattering.
Did you ever have a handsome period, Charlie?
Yeah, I was really handsome, for a while.
I think the tall key jumper brings you down a peg or two, well, to be fair.
Training top.
John, would you mind if I bring this up like last night with Charlie? Because Charlie must be feeling it.
Okay. Yeah.
Go on.
Last night, we had our most tense recording. Mm. And it was really awkward.
What was tense?
I wasn't happy with the game on Saturday. We didn't quite see eye to eye. Everyone's feeling a bit low.
Yeah.
You must be feeling like a pile of crap.
We won Saturday. We beat Dover Saturday.
Exactly. That's my point.
Dover at home, 1-0. Bottom of the league, Dover.
Dover.
Yes.
I don't know what my point is, Charlie. I think we just feel a bit miserable.
This is what you've signed up for, David. If you're going to follow the remit of your podcast through, I did say to you early on, this isn't supporting Man United, you know. This isn't supporting Liverpool. That you know that you're going to beat at least 70% of the teams. You're supporting a lower league club, right? Lower league players are inconsistent. That is why they are lower league players. Look, Torquay United players are in the National League South rather than League One, not because of anything other than they're absolutely inconsistent. We have a player, Brett McGavin, right, this season, who is scoring absolute banger after absolute banger. Probably, I think he scored about 10 goals, probably 8 of them from outside the box. Like, absolutely brilliant goals. Brett McGavin was Ipswich Town, was tipped for top level. You know, I put Brett McGavin in Twitter the other day, search, and I got all this stuff from when he was at Ipswich. Oh, this young midfielder, Brett McGavin, looks good. Oh, the future of Ipswich Town, all this coming through. And then he's out on loan to King's Lynn. And then he ends up with us. That was a step up. And now he's dropped down to the National League South, you know. And I will say, in the National League, he was struggling. He looked slow. He looked slow on the turn. He's great. He's got his touch is great. He can, you know, he can score goals. He's got a good dead ball. He's got all that. But something about him is massively inconsistent. So he's dropped down from Ipswich Town, which is a really good level of football when you think about it, to the National League South.
Alfie Sports Ipswich.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know?
Do you remember him, Alfie?
Sorry, hello, Alfie.
Hello.
Do you know who Brett McGavin is? Does that ring any bells?
I remember seeing his name in the program. Yeah, because they sort of have the younger players in there. There's a few. We've had a few over the years that have been tipped for the top and then just haven't really done it. Connor Wickham was another one.
Yes. Yeah. Sure.
Tipped for the top. Jordan Rhodes.
Well, I think Connor Wickham is an unfair comparison. He did play 120 times in the Prem.
Yeah, but people were saying he's going to be the next Rooney, John.
Yeah.
I agree. I'm afraid, Alfie, I agree with John. I don't want to fall out with you early on. I think to have a career in the Football League and to have a career in the Championship and the Premier League, you've achieved quite a lot. That's quite a
matter. Well, maybe that's the lower league football mentality because I
Well, but that's who we've got. That's who we have. You know?
Supporting United, Championship is a terrible... terrible place to be.
No, hold on a minute. Not even 10 minutes ago, you were boasting about playing Sussex County Division 2 and saying and that's a good standard. And now you're saying the Championship's pretty shit.
Anyway, so what I'm saying is Exeter City, as I said to you last time I came on, and I think you then went on a 12 to 14 run losing streak. Then how long was the streak, John? That you didn't,
what, this season?
That, yeah, you didn't win for? 10 games?
16 games.
16 games, yeah.
16 games. Season.
And that was after the last time I was on, I said, you've peaked. This is as high as you'll ever get. Right? And then you went on a 16-game losing run, which, I mean, I couldn't hide my joy, if I'm honest.
I think you got your own problems to worry about, Charlie. Yeah, let's be real.
No, I don't worry about that. I'm fully aware of that. Yeah. But I don't think you can. I don't think you can compare. I don't think you can. Well, if we're talking about Exeter City, which is David's new football club, which is the point of the podcast, then they are. I think they're in proper trouble because they seem to be. They seem to be ignoring what the remit was. Of the fan ownership, developing players, selling players on, bringing new players in, and having new, exciting, young, fresh managers that coach the team. And instead, they've gone with your classic lower league clodhopper manager who boinks it forward and hopes for a 1-0 win.
Right, John, scream.
Gary Caldwell, boinker.
No, this is the thing. Charlie's just looking for a few little bites and he's not going to get them. If anything, he's the complete opposite of what you've described. He doesn't lump the ball long, keeps the ball on the floor. I just disagree. I think you're right in the sense that he's a little bit like samey, but he has won League One before. Yeah.
But you are relying on Reading going out of business. You're relying on Cheltenham having...
We're not relying on anything. We're just relying on ourselves to pick up some points.
Yeah, and your next six games are tough. Bristol Rovers away. Yeah. And then I think you've got Wigan. Wigan, Gillingham. No, Peterborough away. That's tough. You won't win that. They'll thrash you.
Nope.
Bristol Rovers again, I think. Am I right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah. We've got Bristol Rovers twice.
I don't think you'll beat them twice. They look pretty good outfit.
Who's next?
I don't know who's next. Let's have a look. Find out. As Alan Brazil...
He's tucking into it, isn't he?
As Alan Brazil says, let's have a look at your next five games. Barnsley away. Thrashed there. So far, I'm struggling to see where you're getting points.
Hey, we did the double over Barnsley last season, okay, I'll have you know.
They're good this season. You had a really good team last year. And positivity and momentum. And this season, you don't have any positivity. Fans are moaning. Gary Caldwell's probably 6 months away at most from not being there. So probably has he got to the end of the season? Probably not, because if you fall into the relegation, if you fall into the relegation zone, they're going to go right. We need someone to get us out of the relegation. New manager bounce, right? So
we're not.
These are your next five. Let's have a look at your next 10 games. Bristol Rovers away. No. A draw at best. Barnsley away. Absolutely definite defeat. Rovers at home. Possibly.
1-0 win. Lovely.
Okay, a draw there. Peterborough at home. They'll thrash you 4 or 5. Peterborough are really good. They always win the league and then come down from the championship. That's what always happens. Wigan away. You're not winning that. Derby at home.
Hold on a minute. You can't just say we're not. We need to have some reasons.
John,
they're a much better.
Don't rise to it.
A much better football team than you.
Not from what I saw this season. Okay. We're going to crap.
Okay. Okay. Good luck. That's 3 points in. So you've got 4 points now. Okay. Derby at home. You won't be them.
No.
John, you said they were.
Yeah, Derby the best side.
Lincoln away.
On their day, best side.
Who knows where Lincoln ever are in any division? They could be top of the Panorama or top of League One. Who knows? They're 11th in League One. Lincoln City. Lincoln City away on a Saturday in February. Are Exeter City going to win that? I don't think so. Fleetwood at home. You might be there. They're rubbish, aren't they? They're rubbish. Fleetwood. So there we are.
They beat us 3-0 this season, Fleetwood.
Not too away, right,
but they're only winning about 11.
That's a long way away, isn't it? Fleetwood is absolutely miles. Miles away. So you'll probably win that because they'll be tired.
Well, batter them 1-0.
Yeah, and then March, Peterborough away again. No. Bolton at home. No. You've got really tough run of games. So you're going to be in a scrap because you're relying on Reading to get thrown out of the league or lose 10 points again. Your Cheltenham have just scored isn't actually all that good and didn't score that many goals. So now they've got some money, so they'll probably be able to get someone in. Who can score some goals? Someone like Paul McCallum.
We've got money as well this January, just to let you know.
Yeah, but you've
got really weird. It's like this negative angel has just been beamed
into
this.
Yeah. You've got to have the right person.
I think I love it.
You've got to have the right person to spend it.
But Gary Caldwell doesn't spend the money. It's Marcus Flitcroft, and he's done a miraculous job with the tiny budget he's had up until now.
I'm a scout now.
You're a scout, are you, David?
I went scouting last week.
Where'd you go? Forest Green Rovers. Oh yeah, that was good. Then you got Troy Deeney the sack. That's nice.
Yeah.
What did you think of that? Yeah. And him throwing the players under the bus. I thought it was great fun. Did you?
Did you have him on Talk Sport at all?
Yeah, I've never interviewed.
But he didn't come on off the back of that, or anything.
I think he came on to a different show, not our show.
Right, right.
We'll get Dale Vince on now and again.
Yeah.
He's a character.
Yeah.
I like Dale.
But they're bottom of the league. The thing is for Talk United, right? When we
bottom of the league.
I know.
That's why you said.
Yet.
but they're bottom of the league. That's not got to do with anything.
But look, League Two's fun, isn't it? You'll have a laugh in League Two and you might win some games.
Well, that's what I said to John. It's all right. It's fine.
League One, League Two, doesn't matter, does it?
Oh, I must admit, I feel a bit like that.
It doesn't matter. You'll win.
Yeah, League One, Vanarama National League South.
No, but I'm fully aware where we are is utterly horrific and utterly depressing.
It's about your level, though, isn't it, Charlie?
It's absolutely depressing about our level. Possibly these days.
What do you think of... Because you've got a similar situation going on that we have in terms of like fans turning. It's very hostile at the end of games. Mm, mm. What's your thoughts on that?
The tale of two Garys, isn't it?
It is.
It's really difficult. It's really difficult, and there's two reasons it's difficult. Actually, I don't know how close you are to Gary Caldwell and when you've had him on, chatted to him, so you know him personally, and so over the years, Gary Johnson and Aaron Downs have been at the club, running the club for 6 years. We've had heights of massive success, proper laughs, proper great times. And now it's not so great. And through that period of time, got to know them a bit. And so it's tough because it becomes a little bit personal. So do I want them to lose their job? No, I don't. Do I think at the moment the club is being run? Have we got the right players in at the moment? We've got 9 injuries to our first team. All these things, but you can go excuse. Fact is, we got relegated last season from the NAT from a really poor National League, a really bad conference, and we got relegated. And you go, something something's gone wrong somewhere in the club. Something's gone wrong. I don't know where that is. I don't know if that's money coming to them or if that's coaching methods or what. I don't know. I don't want these two people I like to lose their job. But I always say, show me someone else who wants the job and will and be as good or better. And it might be our level. That's what we have to... Unfortunately, at the moment, in the current situation we're in, towards the bottom of the National League, top of the National League, regional football might be our level at the moment. And until someone comes in and whacks in a bunch of money, whoever that may be, then I don't think it is. So I think it's actually such a bad level that you can buy the National League South easily. That's what Yeovil have done. And easy peasy. We shouldn't be in the National League South. We should be in the National League.
Let's have a look at your next five games.
Sure. I can probably tell you them. Who have we got? We have got on Tuesday night, we are away at...
Chippenham
away. Chippenham Town.
Yeah, you're
away.
Not going to win that.
Been there before. Been there before. No, we don't...
Nah, you haven't got a chance. Worthing, unlikely.
The thing is, Worthing are really good this season.
I know.
Worthing are really good this season. Thing is, your patronising tone, it sounds worse for you than it does for me because
this is spicy.
Because it sounds like you don't really understand what being a football fan is. So.
Ooh.
I don't think I do. Hands up.
What did you mean by that, Charlie? Could you elaborate?
Good point.
I think you by try and compare two levels. I'm not comparing levels. I'm very aware. I support the team and whatever level they're at, I support that team. So I'm not comparing. I'm not going, oh, it's better being a Man United fan to being a Torquay United fan because of the level we're at. I am indifferent to Man United. I am indifferent to Juventus because I don't care about that level of football. I care about my team and whatever level they're playing at. And I think football fandom is that's the element of it I like, which is these people out there are me, so I'm cheering them on, and that's what I mean by that.
But you cared about League One enough to say who we're going to win and not beat.
No, but that's just facts. That's just stats.
Yeah,
that's
and we're doing the same thing. We're just putting out some stats and figures about the National League.
Okay, but you don't know anything about the National League, so you're going.
I know a lot about the National League.
The way you're going. Ooh, Chippenham, that's a tough game. Ooh, Worthing, that's a tough game. It's because you just think, well, they're dog shit tin pot. That's what you're thinking. You couldn't name me one player.
You sound very, very paranoid, Charlie.
Not
very paranoid.
In no way paranoid. Just like to point out being an actual football fan is, and actually, what is the problem with this podcast? Completely doesn't know what being a football fan is.
Wow.
Do you know what, Charlie? When I look at United now, I really struggle to engage with it.
Yeah.
After spending 3 years at Exeter. So I'm with you. I'm like, what was I doing for 30 years?
Yeah, no, that's good. No, I get that. So it's a relationship with the team and the place.
Yeah.
And all the things. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
You know, I love this podcast. You know, I've only looked up, I don't know Exeter's fixture list inside out. I did just look it up before I came on air, just so I could point that out.
Well.
But also, don't take the fact that you three fell out last night. Don't take that out on me.
Hey, we didn't fall out.
We didn't.
It just got a bit spicy.
Yeah.
We just got to know each other better.
Yeah.
That's good, isn't it? That's good.
You need those moments.
John, do you think you'll win your next five games? Or how many points do you think you'll get? Do you think you'll stay up?
Yes, I do. But only because there is four teams worse than us.
Okay.
That is it. Like, we're not staying up on all. Yeah,
who,
we fought.
Who?
Cheltenham, Reading. Reading, Cheltenham, Fleetwood. And I think Burton are significantly worse than us. But then they've just got a new manager, so we'll see how that pans out.
Mm. Reading have something to fight against, don't they? Like Everton do in the Premier League.
Yeah, but they've just listed a load of their best players up to go because they can't keep them. Like that, the player that scored against us, Femi Azeez, he's ridiculously good. I think he's listed for loan. They've got Carter Vickers or whatever. Caelan,
bring
Vickers.
Him in, John.
Yeah, but they'll be sought after hot prospects. They're all quite young and not good enough to play in League One. So. But yeah, I do think there is four teams worse than us, and I do think I say this every time we record, so it's probably boring, but I do really think we are one, two strikers away from staying up, like being mid-table. The division is bad. You look at Charlton, they've got Freddie Ladapo, like they've got loads of players.
He's not kicked a ball yet.
No, but they've got these players, and they're 19 points off the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like it's.
But it's easy, as I always say, it's easy to be a London team. Really easy. Because you just get so many players from the Premier League clubs. There's so many Premier League clubs in London and in the Championship that it's so easy to get players to come and live in Exeter or Torquay or Plymouth. It's you know, because they think it's absolutely miles and forever away. You know, I don't know if you get that Ipswich. Do you get that Ipswich?
No, it's fairly.
It's an hour away, an hour from London.
Hour away from London, yeah. We used to get loads from like Spurs and stuff. So. Yeah.
But in answer to your question, Charlie, I really think we'll be comfortable if the right person comes in the next sort of 8 days or so, which I believe will be done.
Player or manager?
Player.
Oh. You Players. Believe?
There'll be two strikers coming in.
Spill the beans,
in the next 8 days and. They will hopefully.
Is John an ITK now? Are you an ITK, John?
Yeah.
Now? I've never been an ITK ever.
Have you always been an ITK?
Never, ever. Don't know anything that's going on, ever.
But you can confirm there's two strikers coming in the next week.
Well, that is... If we don't bring in two strikers in the next week, I think everybody at Exeter City would be extremely shocked, supporters-wise. I would be surprised if I would even say it could be three.
Wow.
Okay, well that's just made me rock hard.
Sales or are they going to buy them or are they going to be on loan?
I think one would be like a young prospect on loan, like sort of like a Jay Stansfield type of player.
Yeah. It won't be Jay. Jay Stansfield, will it? He scored hat trick Saturday for Birmingham City.
No. I said like.
Okay.
Said like.
All right.
Young prospect.
Similar to.
Okay. Next one.
And then I think there'll be two permanents.
Two permanents.
Sort of opposite in.
He doesn't know this though. He's just guessing.
In terms of skill set. So maybe like a big striker and then a small striker.
Big striker and a tennis player. That's the opposite in skill set.
Well, football wise.
One's good at admin, the other one's good at the practical stuff. Like, you know.
Yeah.
The thing is, though, you never know when young players come in on loan. For a relegation scrap, you know, it's so up in the air. I'll tell you who'd be good for you. It's a guy at QPR who was on loan at us, not Sinclair Armstrong, because he's actually playing for him now. Dylan De Silva. What's his name? Oh, God. There's a guy. He's on their bench. He'd be absolutely great.
Dylan Duncan?
No. I can't remember his name. Pretending I know football. I can't remember his name. Utterly pointless.
Dylan De Silva?
No, he's good. He plays for us. He's a Sri Lankan international. He plays for us. Cuts in off
Very
the wing.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you never know in the loan.
Yeah, I think that's why they...
It's lottery tickets, isn't it?
Why is it? Why?
I don't know, because they're used to playing under-23s football, which isn't for points. It's not against men. It's not against, you know, people you're trying to take food off their table. They used to play in teams where they're going, we want you to play in this certain way. So we don't mind if you win or lose. We want you to play like this. So when you get in the first team, you'll be able to play in that way. So actually, what you're taking out there is someone going, I'm going to elbow you in the face, behind the ref's back, and drag you down. And, you know, I'm 35, I've been doing this since I was 20, I've got no pension and my knees are gone, you know. Which is what you're coming up with. So. Lots of footballers don't like football, and that's the thing. That's how they drift down and down and down. That's how they get down to us. You go, how's this? Why is this guy with us? He's, you know, and then you go, oh, he doesn't want it. Oh, he just doesn't want it. He doesn't want to play. He doesn't want to get there.
What? Too much stress? Too much hard work?
I don't know. I think they
fall out of love with it, don't you?
I think so. I think you're right about the money. I think a lot of the time, if they've come down from the Premier League or the Championship, they've been on 10 grand a week, you know, 15 grand a week, and all of a sudden they're not. They spend it, and then that's what they do. They go out and they spend 2 grand on a weekend. That's what they go and do, because they're used to it. And then they get to 23 and, oh, shit, you know. Yeah, I always feel like we talk about this, but I always feel like we talk about this when I come on here, but it is like, that's the players we end up with, you know, either at the end of their career, or they've dropped down to our league because they're attitude wrong, or they're on the way up for that. They're trying to get out of that, trying to get out of lower leagues and go up.
Yeah, that's so true. Nobody's aspiring to be there, are they?
No, it's an exit strategy.
Is it that you find your level and you realise, oh, I am a League Two, League One player, really?
But I always think that. I wonder if you were like David Nugent. Remember David Nugent for Preston?
Yeah.
Who scored 40 goals or something in the Championship. Like, crazy. And then went to the Premier League, didn't really get a game. I think scored like one or something, you know, like hardly scored at all. So you see these players all the time. Their level is top of the Championship.
Yeah.
But I suppose you've got to chase the money. Because wouldn't you go, great, do you know what I'm going to go? Because if you just wanted to score goals, you go, great. If my level's top of the Championship, I'm going to go and play top of League One.
Yeah. Yeah.
And just score 50 goals a season and be like a massive hero at a club. You know, but I suppose you listen to footballers and they all just go, it's about the contract, it's always about the money. Chase the money, move for the money, you know.
The thing is, it's a short career, isn't it? It's only, what, 10, 15 if you're lucky, if you start really young. So I think people do forget that it's not like a normal career where you might get 30, 40 years out of it.
Yeah. So back to Exeter City. So let's say you stay up this season. How does it change in the summer? Does it change in the summer? Either personnel or philosophy of the club or whatever. How do you make next season not like this season, John, or whoever?
I think when we, like Taggy explained it best when we had him on, Gary's come into like the most difficult period in a lot of years. Like we've had under, when Tisdale left and Matt came in, we had this massive branch of like academy players coming in, like Josh Key, Archie Collins, Joel Randall, Jay Stansel came back on loan. So we had all these players that came in, Harry Kite came through, that were good enough to play in League One. Got us out of League Two, played one season in League One under Matt, or half a season, and then Gary came in just as we were like mid-table, maybe even pushing up towards the playoffs in that first season of League One. And then everybody knew the next manager that comes in is going to have the hardest job ever, because all of these players are going to be sold in the summer because we can't keep them. I'm pretty sure we offered a lot of them extremely good contracts for Exeter City.
Yeah.
And they were still getting their wages tripled, quadrupled in League One. So everyone was under the impression very clearly early on, this is going to be a difficult season. We've got good players coming through the academy, but they're not the right age group. So like they're a couple of years behind. So we've got, for example, Jake Richards, who's an incredible player, but he's 16. He can't play in League One, not at 16, unless you're really, 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 really good, like Ethan Ampadu or whatever. So he's been unlucky with the cards he's been dealt, in the sense that the academy this year has probably not got anyone that's going to come through and make it pro, maybe a couple, but won't be standouts. Our budget is obviously significantly lower because we're competing in a much higher division. So like it's the same, but it's a lot lower down the league table than what you can bring in, because everyone else has got stupidly big budgets in this division. So I think in terms of the summer, it will be about assessing who's good enough to come in, and then try and take advantage of the loan system like we've done this season, because I think we've brought in some really good loans, like Dion Rankin, Ryan Trevitt. A couple of them haven't quite worked, but the two that I can think off the top of my head, Luke Harris, three, have been really, really good. And we're an attractive proposition for Premier League teams to send their young players to, because they'll know they'll play. So it'd be about maximising what you can get out of the loan market and then getting some players back to full fitness. Like Dimi Mitchell is going to be a really key figure for our club, I think, in the seasons to come if he signs his new deal. So,
John,
yeah.
What happens if we go down?
Firstly, I think it'd be financially like really, really bad for the club because I think people won't want to come back, you know, initially until it gets better again. People won't be buying season tickets or anything like that. We just spent 10 years in League Two. I don't think anyone wants to spend another 10. But if we go down to League Two, we'll have one of the biggest budgets, definitely like a playoff size budget for League Two. We'll have players, hopefully, that are good enough to play in League Two under contract, like, you know, Cheick Diabate, Zach Jules, you know, Dimi Mitchell, Tom Carroll, isn't under contract, but may sign another one, Harry Kite, those kinds of players. So, you know, we'll hopefully have a team good enough already to compete in League Two, and then we'll have, obviously, the budget on top of that to add players to it. But, yeah, it would be a pretty significant business drop wise if we drop into League Two. We'd really struggle for a little bit, I think. The money, the difference in the money is quite a lot.
Sounds good fun though, if you do all right.
Yeah, it sounds all right. Winning again, winning week out. Yeah.
But that's the thing, you're not, it's not guaranteed. Look at Forest
what's
Green.
The difference, League One, League Two? There's not
a huge difference in terms of like the quality, there genuinely isn't. But the problem is like, like you said, momentum's massive. If you're going downwards momentum-wise, no matter how big your budget is, look at Forest Green. They must have one of the biggest budgets in League Two and they're rock bottom.
Would you have Matt Taylor back? What's he doing? Because he got sacked, didn't he? Went to Rotherham, got sacked, yeah? That was him, was it?
Yeah.
And what's he doing now? Just gardening leave?
He's at Bristol Rovers.
He's at Bristol Rovers. Oh, you'll definitely lose to them twice then. Bloody hell. That's got a guaranteed defeat all over
it. The thing is, right? I love Matt. He's an Exeter City legend. Yeah. First person to get promoted as a player and
Exeter
a manager. What was that?
Exeter for life. I'm just saying Exeter for life.
Oh, other sorry. I thought it was a.
I was just commenting on your career prospects. If you don't pull your finger out, John, Exeter for life.
Wow. Cheers. You're saying that like it's an insult. That sounds like a dream.
Okay.
But although I loved Matt loads, I would say that as tactically, and so many people are going to hate me, but is it? Gary Caldo is maybe better. The thing is, we won't find out tomorrow night because he has a significantly bigger budget and better players.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter how you could be crap tactically, but if you've got bloody some of the best players in the division, it doesn't really matter. They'll get you out of sticky situations. Look at what Jeff did for us in League Two. How many times did he pop up with a worldie or two or slide someone through that
has
no
he,
one
has
saw
he signed any of your players? Has he come back to Exeter and got any players or got
no,
any
there's
players
rumours that he wanted a couple, but I don't know if there's any substance to that.
He made the wrong choice. He really left for the wrong club. Rotherham is an absolute busted flush. It's such a hard club to manage, I think, because their expectation is massive, absolutely massive, and they are top of League One. That, you know, I think their expectation is far too high.
I mean, I don't think they should have ever got rid of Paul Warne. Paul Warne's a great manager, but then they obviously tried something different, and I don't know if bringing in a young manager like Matt was the right call.
I think that Matt's choice to go there was wrong as well, if I'm honest. I mean, he was probably offered double his money and it was a way out.
And also another reason is he saw what was coming around the corner for us. Like, he saw that every academy player was going to go. The squad he'd built was all going to go. Sam Nombe, Giovanni Brown, all these players were not going to be kept because we couldn't offer them couldn't offer them good enough deals. So I think he sort of anticipated the little drop off that was coming around the corner.
Get Jamie Reid back, John. Top scorers in League One. You got rid of him. You let him go. Sent him to us.
I know what you're trying to do there, but I think that criticizing
Exeter's
academy,
not criticizing anyone.
not criticizing, but you know, taking the mick out of the academy.
Not taking the mick out of anything.
Okay, right.
Just saying, he'd be a good signing for you, wouldn't he? Top scoring League One.
Yeah, but you sort of you hinted at the fact we let him go. That was one mistake we've made in 15 years of the academy. I think that's all right. We're allowed to make some mistakes.
Oh, so you let this guy go and he absolutely bossed it.
So we let him go when he was young. Probably again, a lot of fans were probably surprised because he'd done okay in that season. He should have scored a hat trick on his debut away at AFC Wimbledon, but got one of them got ruled out for offside wrongly. But then we sort of released him, and then he went to Torquay and sort of absolutely tore it up in. Well, it was a National League South at the time, and then got you into the conference.
Yeah, brilliant the conference, yeah. But he was brilliant. Now he's top scorer in League One.
Flipping out, John.
Why are you having a go at me? I didn't let go of him.
Who did?
Put a name on it.
Put a name on it.
I probably do know the chap's name, actually, but let's we won't do it. We won't do that.
All right, okay.
Not going
there we are. Well, I feel like I've dragged the mood down even further. I didn't mean
no,
to.
No, this is fucking... We're on fire compared to last night.
Well, you know when things are going wrong in your life,
I'm really concerned if we go down how grotty it's going to get.
It's going to be dirty.
Only if you go down again. You won't go down twice. Your setup's too good. You won't. You're just at your level. That's all it is. You're at your level.
I said this, Charlie.
You're at your level.
I said that where we are now is probably where we should be, like fighting for relegation in League One. Just for until we settle ourselves a little bit, it will be where we are.
Where I live now is near Oxford United. Oxford United are for years, you know, years and years and years, tried to get out of where they are, and they get decent crowds. You know, they've got plenty of money. They're near to London, near to other clubs, and they struggle and struggle and struggle. And they are a big club with a big history, Oxford United. You know, and it's only now they're moving grounds. You know, they've got new investment, all those sorts of things. It looks like it might happen in the next couple of years with Oxford United. But if you try and compare the two clubs, Exeter and Oxford United, and Oxford United have struggled to get out of League One for a long, long time. Exeter, see, I haven't got the financial power of Oxford United even.
I don't think people made this clear to me, like really clear at the start.
You're annoyed, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a little... I think this people are joking. You found your level, mate. Yeah. But if you'd sat me down and gone, just think about this.
Yeah, but this annoys me because it shows that you wouldn't have chosen Exeter City had you known that we were historically pretty crap.
You could be a...
Yeah, it's not historically.
I wasn't connected to the club at that point.
You could be Chippenham Town away tomorrow night instead. Absolutely loving it.
I could be down at Plymouth.
You could be at Championship Plymouth.
You need to stop saying stuff
Championship
like that.
Championship Plymouth.
That does annoy me.
You could be at Plymouth.
Oh, no.
David, should me and you go and watch a Plymouth match?
Our new football club.
Our new football club. And I'll jump ship. Start supporting Argyle. Ooh, I can't even say it. I genuinely can't even say it.
No, I think that... They're
Wally. It's like doing a FIFA career mode, and then they just never let you go up, and you're just like, oh well, I'll just play here forever.
Uh-huh. And then, and me getting frustrated on Twitch, going, I can't get up, and you just saying, oh well, you fucking make your bed, you lie.
That's what that when you say, John, like it's impossible for them ever to go up. It's like, oh fucking hell,
you will never, ever, ever, ever be Championship ever.
I can't be arsed.
Ever.
It's like having a really bad skiing injury and my legs are fucked and they give me sort of new legs and loads of physiotherapy and goes, whatever you do, you're never going to make it up the top of the road.
You won't.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll kill myself.
It's those, you know those people who get locked in? Those people who get locked in.
Yeah, locked-in syndrome. Yeah. It's locked-in syndrome.
You're locked-in syndrome.
What's locked-in syndrome?
Don't Google people, it. It'll do your head.
Don't Google it because you'll then start to think about it.
You're living it. You're living it, mate.
This is football equivalent of locked-in
syndrome. We call it the Hotel Vanarama, me and my mates, which is you can never leave. You can never leave.
You can
check in, but you can never leave. We're just not allowed to leave ever, ever, ever.
That's funny.
I think a little part of me wishes David had picked Plymouth sometimes.
Why?
Because you always say, oh, I should have picked Plymouth. They're in the blah, blah, blah. They're so great. It's like,
what we were talking about earlier on about being a football fan. And
just don't get it.
You didn't choose. I know you didn't choose. No one, and that's why it's hard to choose. If you it's worse for you, David, because you chose this.
Thank you, Charlie.
You chose this life.
What a knobhead.
When I'm doing a corporate at Christmas and being booed off at Christmas, you know, by a table of welders chucking forks at me in Leith.
Yeah.
I'm going, I chose, I dreamt of this.
Do you know what? I didn't choose it, Charlie. I did a fucking Twitter poll.
Yeah.
If that had come up Plymouth, I'd be down the road having a fucking glorious time.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Mm-hmm. Much respect to Twitter. It chose Exeter.
Formerly known as Twitter.
I love Exeter.
Yeah, you love City.
I love the Heritage Lounge. I love Julian. Yeah, I do.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm frustrated.
St. James Park. Love it.
I think this shows he does love it, John.
The opposite. He was saying, oh, I could have gone to Plymouth. You could have done a load of fucking things, but you haven't. You're here, so enjoy it.
Yeah.
Enjoy locked-in syndrome.
Enjoy your locked-in.
Oh, enjoy it. Enjoy it.
John's the creepy man who's locked us in his basement going, you can bloody enjoy this.
Enjoy it or leave. Enjoy it
or get out.
It winds me up when you say things I should have supported Plymouth.
I could have.
No, could have. You said should have.
And you wish you did.
Quote it. I'll quote you.
No, because they'll only come down as well. It's all a load of pile of shit, isn't it?
Football shit.
Anyway, I'll leave you with this. I went to New York.
No, we got another 20 minutes, Charlie.
I've got to go. I went to New York last year and went to watch the New York Knicks basketball. And I just support them now.
Nice.
Just support them.
I always think about changing sport. I'd love to change sport.
It's like a holiday. It's like a holiday every time now. Mm. Watching the New York Knicks. They're worth $1.5 billion.
Oh, yeah. That could be us, John.
And I sit there and I watch it. I'll stay up to I'll stay up to watch it. And in the front row is like little Spike Lee. And, you know, they're all the big celebs are all there. And they win. Like, they play so many games in basketball that they win and they lose. And who knows even when the games are on? Nobody knows. But and it's the games like 120, 118, you know, like there's so many points and scores and something's always happening. It's such a dream not to be in at Chippenham away and losing 2-0.
You know, and it is the complete opposite of football.
It's indoors.
Hang on, you're slagging off Chippenham now.
Yeah.
It's indoors.
They've got come terribly off.
It's at Madison Square Garden, you know. It's such like a holiday. It's like, so I'd recommend that. The thing that you've got wrong is choosing the same sport. Should have chosen a different sport, and had a new team with a different sport. But so look, New York Knicks forever. New York,
my new badminton player.
Yeah, lovely squash. Me, that's you nice. And your
Colin Timpson.
anyway, up the goals.
Thanks, Charlie.
No, down the goals.
Hope this isn't the last ever episode of my new football club.
No, well, someone said that about last night's one.
Yeah, you never know. Yeah. And our kind of doing really well. We've got a really good young manager just come in.
I know. He sounds really impressive. He's got loads of links to all the
really
youth.
Good. He's got a couple of Spurs players on loan. Alfie Devine, you know, playing the mid-table championship. Have a chance of playoffs in the next couple of years.
Yeah, you know, I reckon.
What have they got? 20?
Okay. Thank you guys for listening to my new football club. Thank you. thanks for coming. It's been brilliant.
Cheers, lads. Up the goal. Bye.